From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters. Sylvia Pajoli is hanging up her headphones. Yes, that Sylvia Pajoli, NPR's longest-serving reporter on the international desk. She's covered three popes, war in the Balkans, immigration in Europe, and so much more in her 51 years in journalism. We are lucky enough to have her join us from Rome. Thank you so much for spending a little bit of time with us today.
Thank you for having me.
So, Sylvia, where in Rome are you right now?
I'm very much in the center of Rome. I live, it's called Trastevere. It means the other side of the Tiber. It's sort of the left bank. Mm. I live right near the river in the center of Rome. And this is, Trastevere is sort of a, well, it's become quite gentrified in the last few years, but it was sort of basically, you know, traditionally the more nitty gritty part of the city, let's call it that way.
And how long have you been based in Rome?
Oh, that a long time. I came here right after college. I came on a Fulbright. I mean, I haven't lived here always. I went back to the States for two different times and then I lived in Prague for 2 years. Then I did a lot of traveling around Europe. But yeah, Rome has been my base mostly since after college.
So as I mentioned, I mean, you've covered things like Italian political scandals, wars, you've covered three different popes. What are some of the stories that stand out to you as you look back on your career?
The stuff that I've enjoyed the most is not the political stuff or certainly not the work coverage, but, you know, fun stories, feature stories about art, about food, about music, about opera, profiles of interesting people that are, you know, just not very famous. I think those are the stories that I enjoy the most.
So did you always want to be a journalist? I mean, how did you get into this field?
I was total fluke. After I got here, I did a lot of odd jobs. I was a translator, interpreter for a lot of theatrical companies that came to Rome. And then I was a seamstress for a while. And then I got a job substituting some people working on night. I substituted during night shifts of friends of mine who worked on the English language news desk of the Italian news agency and kind of like fell into journalism that way.
So let me reintroduce you for folks who are just joining us. We have the pleasure of talking with longtime NPR correspondent Sylvia Pajoli, talking about her 51-year career in journalism. So Sylvia, what has been the best part of your job over the years?
Oh, traveling to fantastic places, meeting interesting people. It's always the unexpected encounters that are always the most serendipitous. And there's been a lot of them. There's been a lot of heavy stuff, not pleasant stuff, covering 10 years of wars in the Balkans and covering, rising nationalism in a lot of part of Europe, especially in the eastern former communist part of Europe. That's been the that's been the ugly, unpleasant stuff. But there's been a lot of interesting, fun stuff too.
So I know you mentioned, I mean, covering 10 years of war. I mean, so you have seen so much. However, you once said that you had, quote, a very close call with Serbian thugs in Bosnia. That sounds a bit terrifying. What was that experience like for you?
That was scary. I mean, I had more than one, but and the good thing usually is certainly not alone. I was with other journalists, and you want to be, when you're in those situations, you want to be at least with another two or three journalists whom you trust that you don't think will do something crazy, because there's some of them do. And it's important never to be alone in those situations. And I wasn't, but Yeah, you know, I have to say I didn't plan to be a war correspondent. I started covering the, you know, what was a political crisis in Yugoslavia with the rise of this strongman Slobodan Milosevic in 1988. And then little by little, it became, you know, it turned into, I mean, by 1991, it became war, first in Slovenia and Croatia, and then in 92 in Bosnia that lasted until 95. But as I say, you know, most of us who were covering that story had not planned on being war correspondents at all. None of us were prepared for that.
Mm. So I know you'll be hanging up your headphones. However, that doesn't mean that you're just walking off into the sunset. You've got some big plans. And I understand one of that is you're going to spend some free time writing a biography about your dad. Can you tell us a little bit about him?
My parents were Italian, and they were anti-fascists, and they at a certain point got tipped off that they had been, that the fascist police was onto them, and so they decided that it was best to get away, and they were able to leave Italy in 1938, and my father came to the United States. First he taught at, he was a professor, he taught first at Smith, then at Brown, and then at Harvard. And he was a scholar of Russian and comparative literature and a translator. And then after the war, he, you know, he kept certainly his ties with Italy. He wrote books both in English and in Italian. He was very cosmopolitan. He was in very important, obviously for me, and, you know, the most important person in my life, for certainly through my adolescence. He died young in a car accident when I was 16. But I have very, you know, strong memories of him, and I have all his papers. And so I'm thinking, I got to do a lot of research first before, and that's why I want to take that free time to do that before I tackle a book.
Yeah, that's a big project. So what else are you planning on doing?
Reading books, novels that I have not been able to read for the last, I don't know how many years.
I know. Is it kind of overwhelming to think of having, you know, actual free time because it you've is. Just been doing this for so long?
Yeah, because you're always thinking, what's happening? What's the news?
Yeah.
Is this important? Do I need to follow? And it's sort of constant. And I feel the need to really change pace. That's why I'm doing this.
Yeah. Well, and you know what? It is so well deserved. So you... I mean, I think the stories that you have brought to the world, frankly, through your reporting, has really, I think, opened the eyes for many people, especially here in the United States, with the reporting that you have done in Europe and throughout the world. So thank you for what you have done for all of us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. It has been a real pleasure. We have been talking with longtime NPR correspondent Sylvia Pezzoli, as she steps away from reporting because she is starting a brand new chapter in her life. Much luck to you, Sylvia. Thank you again for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
What if the greatest tragedy of your life was just covered up?
I've never seen anything like that before or after.
This is the story of the worst marine-on-marine friendly fire in modern history, a story kept from the public.
It's like, what did y'all have to hide?
Listen to NPR's Embedded podcast in its latest series, Taking Cover.